In the UK, organizing against climate change is more advanced than it is in North America. Here we hear a short 3-minute introduction to the plenary session by Philip Thornhill, head of the Campaign Against Climate Change at campaignCC.org on June 3, 2006.
And thanks everybody for being here to my intense relief. You can imagine the embarrassment if there was nobody to listen to this platform. What the hell are we doing having a climate conference? We're told we've got just 10 years left to save the world from ecological disaster. And we've just wasted 5 years in terms of the absolutely crucial international treaty that we desperately need due to George Bush and the people behind him. And what are we doing about this? Sitting around talking about it? I mean, I personally feel like going out the door and running down the street shouting panic in a loud voice. And okay, that's a bit over the top and pointless. Why aren't there hundreds, thousands, millions of people gathered around the Houses of Parliament, you know, demanding action from our elected representatives, or perhaps around the US Embassy targeting the biggest climate villain? Well, of course, none of that, that's not happening. That, in a saner world, I think that would be happening, but it's not. But I want to tell you what is happening along those lines. Last December, the 3rd, we held the largest ever, to my knowledge, environmental demonstration in the UK, climate change demonstration with more than 10,000 people. Not only that, but on the same day around the world, there were up to 40,000 people in Montreal, 5 to 10,000 people in cities all around Australia, 4,000 people in Istanbul and other cities in Turkey and Gökçen. We'll talk to you about that later. And demonstrations in more than 20 countries around the world, often the first ever climate change demonstration or the biggest in the country concerned. But this year it's going to be bigger. On November the 4th, there will be what will be easily the biggest ever climate environmental demonstration in the UK. Because not only is the Campaign Against Climate Change going to be involved, and we got on around 10,000 people out last year, but there's a huge new coalition formed that I'm sure most of you know about called Stop Climate Chaos, with big, powerful NGOs, Christian Aid, World Wildlife Fund, Oxfam, you name it, they're all in there, and they'll be active there too. So that will be big, but it will not just be in the UK. It will be globally, around the world, particularly in Nairobi itself, where the climate talks are taking part, and it will be an excellent opportunity to make the point that it's the developing countries that will suffer most, that are suffering already, from a problem created primarily by the richer industrialised countries. And it won't stop there. We're going on to build these international global demonstrations year on year until we can create a global wave of protest that will finally push world leaders to take the urgent action we need. We will, because we must,